Because of the history of flooding in Napa, we have a really good idea of where the water will come out first. We know there are some certain points, so we can plan in advance. At this moment, if the projections of the rainfall totals are accurate, we're probably looking at street flooding, intersections being flooded, nothing terribly serious.
The situation is that I live on a creek. We had a big rain, as you know, Thursday night, and the water came up to almost the top of the retaining wall. And so we decided sandbags were a good idea.
I don't want to fight her, so it's like, deal with what she puts in front of you.
All right, it's California this time. Water, 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 and more of the stuff headed that way, especially in the north. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney saying hello from the halls of America tonight. Hope you had a great weekend wherever you hail from, whatever nook and cranny across this country. And I'll tell you, besides talking about the storm in Northern California, because we're talking, like I said, the third storm moving in, we also have a suicide bomb attack, an awful attack. And, of course, this happens at a U.S. base in Afghanistan. Plus tragedy in the NFL with a murder-suicide and the Kansas City Chiefs pull out a win with heavy, heavy hearts. Ton of things to jump to. You were probably busy kicking back this weekend. I hope so, with your family, your posse, your friends, whatever. But let's start with the third storm. You know, we knew this, tracking it heading into the weekend, and I've spent a lot of time in California. I used to live in California. There are lots of rivers, lots of creeks, that kind of stuff, and especially in Northern California. So they had flood warnings that kicked in almost right away, especially in Napa. And who hasn't heard of Napa? Of course, wine flows. We're talking about wine tasting balloons. You know, you have this picture in your head of Napa if you've never been there, or Lake Tahoe. And those areas have a massive history of flooding. So three huge rainstorms in a row spells disaster. In Napa, they put out about 8,000 sandbags, and that equates to, you figure how much sand does it take to fill up those sandbags, 150 tons of sand. I don't know how many people listening to the show have ever been in that situation. Have you ever had to move those sandbags? I did it once trying to help out. It was brutal. I mean, even just doing the sand part, but just putting the bags in place. But because it's coming over retaining walls, as you heard there from the top, this is nasty stuff. The Napa River is way past the flood stage, and that happened in the afternoon on Sunday. So how much worse does this get? You have towns of 16,000 people, 30,000 people dotted up all over far northern California, and that's where most of this is being felt. Even if you look at the Santa Cruz area, which, to give you an idea, is the shoreline outside, well outside of San Francisco. You got about 94,000 to 100,000 people there. In the San Francisco Bay Area, you got 21,000 or so. They didn't have any electricity on Sunday because the winds smashed down trees. There was broken tree limbs, branches across power lines. This is becoming all too familiar, isn't it? When we talk about crews, electric companies scrambling, trying to get the power back, trying to restore it. We saw what just happened with Sandy, and now here it is in California. They had about 2,000 PG&E crews that were trying to scramble and get up any of the electricity that they could. But with the California storm and the power cut, you have Monday coming up, so what are you thinking? Traffic. I mean, even on the weekend, traffic in that area is awful. I think it's some of the worst I've ever experienced. Even growing up back east and living in the Midwest and being in some major arteries when it comes to highways, I'd have to say Northern California is pretty awful in any kind of commute in the morning or in the afternoon. But even on the weekends, it's the same thing. So that traffic there was just absolutely awful. And, of course, a lot of flights were delayed at San Francisco International, that kind of stuff. So here we go again. Mother Nature leading an hour of America tonight. And that's not all that California had to deal with. There was also an earthquake, 5.3 on the Richter scale. This, though, was not in Northern California. It was in Central California. So if you have 5.3, people can feel it. And to give you an idea of where that is, about 40 miles southeast of a place called Salinas, and that's right along the San Andreas Fault, and there was a bunch of aftershocks, and they were just slightly over 2.5. A place where I used to live, San Luis Obispo, they didn't have any damage, but they could feel the shaking when it happened. 5.3 is significant enough to feel that, and when you get to 5, they say things can fly off shelves, and you might get some cracks in walls or even in foundations, but it's still not the same as when you hit 7. 7 spells absolute disaster. 7 is when you got people that you're talking about deaths and talking about usually a lot of destruction, especially in areas that are heavily, heavily, heavily populated. And speaking of disaster, the fiscal crisis, I'm so sick of talking about fiscal cliffs and crisis and everything else. I mean, that, of course, dominated the last couple of weeks in any of the headlines or any of the radio shows that you tuned into, I'm sure, wherever you're listening. And, you know, what you want to know and what I want to know is just give us the skinny. Cut the crap and tell us what's going to happen here. You know, is there a way for us to avoid this? Can we get out of the way of this? Well, now there's a line in the sand that has definitely been drawn. And House Speaker Boehner has said just right now, he says, I would say we're absolutely getting nowhere fast, period. We're nowhere. We put a serious offer on the table. We put revenues up there to try to get the question resolved. The White House is responding with nothing. So we're done. We've got nothing going on here. And the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, says that the Republicans are being serious, saying that they can't possibly think that what they're saying is going to actually make any sense and is actually going to work. Geithner is saying that his plan includes cuts to Medicare and stimulus spending and the expiration of the Bush tax cuts to anybody making over $250,000 a year. So you know what? We are back to the same thing. This is like an episode of Downton Abbey, only with just politicians. There's a downstairs, the servants, and then there's an upstairs. And probably most of us would fall into the category of servants. And then there would be a few fat cats that would be on the upper level that would hang out with the politicians who are their puppets, the strings that they are pulling. And this is nothing new. We knew this was going to happen. It's been going on for a year and a half, almost 2 years. Let's face it. So now you're going to just dive off the cliff, which economists say push us into a recession, and dig your heels in the sand, both sides. I mean, this is kind of a wicked game of I dare you. Each side pushing, I dare you to get to the edge. Don't worry. We're going to push them because I think that they're going to come back. Let's make them come back. We're not going to let everybody go over the cliff, but we're going to push as hard as we can. So in the end, who do you think wins? Do the so-called rich people get taxed? Or do the Democrats lose out completely because they don't get the taxes they want, and the Republicans refuse to give in? What do you think? Talking about it more on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Wrong. Let's draw a line in the sand right now, this entire week for America Tonight, because I'm so tired of talking about this cliff. And would you believe we've got 30 days until we're just done. If nothing gets done, then you have the automatic cuts. You have Leon Panetta hysterical in a corner somewhere because of all the military cuts that will then happen. And we still won't have anything solved, and we'll continue to debate this whole thing. Except for that, the Bush tax cuts, they're gone, so you'll notice them in your checks, and then that whole thing is just wiped off the board, and the belief that, well, if we keep the Bush-era tax cuts in place, and we don't let them expire, people will spend that money, and that will help so that we don't fly into a recession. So, John Boehner, to pick it up where we left off, in our last segment here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is that John Boehner says, look, if we fly off this supposed cliff that we're talking about, this mythical cliff, it's be terrible for the economy, but we can't have this out-of-control spending because what happens to the future? And if we don't rein this in, I mean, we're out of control with this spending. It's like I say, everything's on a credit card. We have a country that's really our economy. Part of our economy is based on a credit card because we're always leveraging that. We're always pushing the debt ceiling, and it's out of control. It's ridiculous. And I don't think there's anybody who would, well, maybe there are some people that would argue, you know, but I think the majority of people understand that the government is too big. It's not, you don't even have to go to the point of, well, I prefer state versus federal, or I prefer massively small government, preferably to a giant government. We're just saying that we know there's overlap and there could be some trim there. There's no doubt about it. An audit would definitely yield some dollars that would fly out of the coffers of where we are now and what we're paying. And listen, you and I are paying this. We're the taxpayers, so it's our money that's being dumped into this. Can we have no government? Of course not. It would be ridiculous, I think, to suggest so because of the what happens to a state. Like, look at Sandy, for example. When they get crippled by a storm, there's no way they can do this on their own, right? But at the same time, we cannot continue to spend. $16 trillion is ridiculous, and really it's higher than $16 trillion. So Mitch McConnell says when he heard the White House proposal, he just burst into hysterics that Tim Geithner put out as, okay, here's what we're doing. I'm leading the negotiations. Here's what the plan is. $600 billion. We're going to have $600 billion in savings from changes in mandatory spending programs, and that's the Medicare, and $200 billion in spending from public works projects to help for the unemployed and struggling homeowners. And, you know, the bottom line is that we'll have $1.6 trillion in new tax revenue over the next 10 years. So that's double over what was previously suggested. So we have 30 days to reach this deal. And it, both sides are saying, well, that's not going to happen. We're not going to have this $500 billion mix of tax hikes, and or at least the Republicans are saying, we're not going to agree to this $500 billion mix of tax hikes and federal spending cuts from, you know, that's what's going to happen. We're not going to agree to this. So there's no progress over the last 2 weeks, and it seems to be really at a dead end. And this is all we're going to talk about. At least this is all they're going to talk about in Washington next week. And there are so many other things at work here. So the Republicans and the Democrats are playing chicken with each other over the fiscal situation in this country. So I say that the line's drawn in the sand, and who do you think is correct in this? Or do you see another way? Do you see another way to steer this thing? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Obama won the presidency, and part of what his campaign promise was to tax the people who made over $250,000. That was his platform to be reelected. So that's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. If it's not part of this discussion, it'll, if nothing else, it'll happen by default. There's not going to be any wiggle room there. I don't think so, because he's too married to that idea. And how much more does the government's credit rating fall? How much does the stock market go down? What happens to your 401k? What happens to the investments that you have that are part of your retirement account? So if you think you're tired of hearing about proposals and cliffs and the financial situation, I get it. That's why I say you have to draw this line in the sand, because the Republicans and the Democrats are playing chicken with your future, my future, and everyone behind us. And I think what happens is that, you know, eventually we smash our heads so badly and we bloody ourselves so much with this fight that it comes down to the 11th hour, and we're scrambling to make some kind of a cockamamie deal, and they'll split the difference somehow. But I'm just not sure where that's going to happen because of how entrenched they are with the 250 and with what the cuts ultimately, you know, would be. You can throw in your 2 cents all week long. You can think about it and send it to me at americatonight.net, or you can give me a ring at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I think we're all just burned out from talking about the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, and what the consensus is and what's going to happen to Medicare and Social Security and, you know, $1.6 trillion in new tax revenue. Right. How's that all happening? Again, with this idea of the tax cuts only to families earning less than $250,000. And hey, If I'm one of the people that helped Obama get elected, in other words, if I'm David Axelrod or Robert Gibbs or anyone in the White House, listen, this is what he was elected on. So I'm going to dig my heels in the sand here for sure. For sure I'm going to do it. For this reason, I think we have our dungeon ready. I'm so tired of hearing from the same old mouthpieces, Tiny Tim Geithner and what Mitch McConnell's reaction ultimately is and what Harry Reid's reaction is. Put a D on it or put an R on it. Either way, I'm tired of all the same opinions being recycled over and over and over again for a year and a half. So I think they really need to be stuck in a room together. And the only room that I can force them into on these airwaves is our America Tonight dungeon. So with that, Matt Johnson, usher those people in, please, from each party.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
We'll see if they work it out. Also, I'll be sending a key to Mitch McConnell and one to John Boehner and also one to Harry Reid and Tim Geithner. I doubt Tim Geithner would ever come on the show. I've actually tried before. But I'll send them all keys to let them out of the dungeon if they'll be a guest on America Tonight. Susan Rice does not have a fan in Hillary Clinton. People are talking about who will fill the shoes of Clinton as Secretary of State, and with all the stuff that's happening in the Middle East, and not to mention around the world. Of course, Secretary of State is a huge position in the cabinet, since you're the first line of defense, or offense, if you want to really look at it that way, for our government. But a story broke over the weekend that I thought was interesting, where Susan Rice was speaking to reporters after a security meeting on the situation in Libya, right at the United Nations headquarters, a very familiar scene. And what people were actually thinking about months ago is, will she really be the person to fill the shoes of Hillary Clinton? So this story of the UN ambassador wanting that job has been actually circulating for a long time. And apparently Hillary Clinton, who's not close to Rice, is really not pushing for her to get that gig. She's pushing for Senator John Kerry. Hang with us. More to come.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you're listening to us in Northern California, three big storms have a lot of people drowning in water so far. Thank goodness, no fatalities, but a lot of problems in Napa and also in some of those peninsula areas. They're complaining Lake Tahoe, if you know that area. It's another place where they were hard hit. And to boot, I mentioned this at the top, there was a bit of an earthquake in central California, a place where I used to live, a very cool place, San Luis Obispo, famous for Gum Alley. Thousands of pieces of gum stuck on an alley. And they have, of course, a branch campus there of one of the California schools. And then there's San Luis Obispo itself. Just a really, really cool place. Voted one of the top five places to live in the country, actually. And it was rocked by an earthquake. Nobody hurt there. Some shaking going on. And then four aftershocks. But California so far not reporting any deaths. And that's the good news there. But if the storms continue, which they are predicted to do so, and, of course, the flooding, even with the sandbags and everything, could it get to the point where they have a state of emergency? They declare a state of emergency. The governor, Jerry Brown, does. They haven't so far. But if it got to that point, mo money. We do not have any mo money for Mother Nature because we can't even iron out our problems with the deficit. Are you kidding me? So where are we getting this money? And I'll say this again all week long because we're down to 30 days. So the clock is definitely ticking on this one. And with inside that 30 days, in a nutshell, Dems want to hold on to their safety harness, if you want to call it that, and raise taxes on the higher income earners. And Republicans want to cut spending, and they don't want to raise taxes. It's the same talking points from the same talking heads we've heard over and over again. Really, we've been here the past year and a half at least. And I think a lot of people frankly, are confused by this and tired of it. So what's happening with the money? What money are we talking about? What about the money that's taken in by the government? Where is it all going into one pot? And what? How do you separate the pots of money that come in? And what are some of the details of this? And how do we get back to sustainable? And the answer is we have to get back to balanced budgets. But I think we're a long, long, long way off from that. I mentioned the whole thing about Secretary of State because the other thing you hear over and over again is Susan Rice. Is she, you know, the Republicans don't want her to replace Hillary Clinton when she steps aside for the cabinet position of Secretary of State, and Hillary Clinton herself. Now it's being reported that she doesn't like Rice because she's not very friendly. And her very brief and chilly comments are Rice has done a great job, which I guess some people that know her think it was pretty underwhelming when she said that. And that really she's a big supporter of John Kerry's, and it's obvious that this is who most of the Democrats and most of the Republicans really want to be the Secretary of State anyway. He's heading the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee, so probably most prefer Kerry to Rice anyway. So it should be interesting to watch how that battle continues. But some people have suggested to me a few people as Secretary of State choice, including this one from Jewel Denial. I like that. Who says, what about Bill Richardson? Unless I've missed some scandalous misstep, Richardson has an exemplary resume. We could use someone with his diplomatic experience and bonus, bonus, bonus. He speaks Spanglish. Bill Richardson is good pal of the Clintons, but I don't think he'll be considered at all. There was some nefarious things flying around Bill Richardson the last time around when he was running in New Mexico, although he is a fan favorite when he's brought out for various reasons. When, for example, when Obama was running the first time especially, but maybe a little bit the second time too, because he does speak Spanish and he does have deep roots in the Hispanic community. So, you know, is there something to that or not? Well, you think when you're Secretary of State, is it an advantage to speak another language that part of the world that you're dealing with speaks? It certainly can't hurt, but he's not on the... It's not such an awful suggestion, but he's definitely not even on the short list. I think from all the inside scoop that I can gather, you know, once somebody's stamped as this is the guy, and then we have an enemy. So Rice became the enemy. No, we can't. We've got to stop her at all costs. We're never going to approve her if she gets thrown up there. And because of that, the other name that kept emerging was the name of Kerry, and that's it. So you got your player, like you got the person you're trying to knock off the board and the person you're trying to elevate. That's kind of how it works in D.C., and we can see that, the good guy and the bad guy. So somebody gets represented as the bad guy and somebody gets pulled aside as the good guy. And so that's Kerry, ironically, because, boy, a lot of people wanted to beat him up just a decade or so ago, and now he's got friends, and he always has had friends on both sides of the aisle, so he's the one that has the arrow really pointed at him, that he's the one that I think most of the people, or at least 70% of the majority, anyway, from what I'm hearing, that's who most people would like to see, the ones who have the votes in Congress would like to see as the Secretary of State. All right, to be sure, there's an interesting story about Susan Rice, since everybody's trying to take her out and get rid of her. The UN ambassador, and this is a wild story from one of my favorite websites called The Hill. I look at everything, of course, like many of you do, political, whether it's Politico, whether it's the Washington Post, or The Hill, or Newsmax, or, you know, pick a flavor. I look at all sides and all the reports coming out of D.C. And The Hill had a story that kind of got a little bit of attention, that Susan Rice has an investment in the Trans Canada company whose 1,700-mile Keystone XL pipeline would bring oil from Canada down to the Gulf refineries, and it's been delayed, and now it's in, tied up in red tape, and we know that whole thing because we've talked about that a lot on this show. Some of you have pummeled me for that. I'm for the pipeline. I don't understand why it was shut down, especially shut down for now, especially since the Energy Secretary Chu was all on board and said it met all the regulations and then was told to shut up, and then we know what happened from there. But what's interesting is Susan Rice invested in TransCanada Corp stock, of course, knowing about the pipeline, and she's got about 600,000 in stock, in fact, in that group. So there are several grassroots movements that are translated into online petitions demanding that Rice sell every dollar of stock that she has in the company from the $7 billion project. And imagine anybody who's an environmentalist or anybody who's left has to see this as, oh, yeah, great. So we're pushing her, this U.S. ambassador to the U.N., to be the Secretary of State, and she's talking out of both sides of her mouth because, of course, like everybody else, she has a giant investment in something that we're saying no to because we think it'll pollute the air and the water supplies. And, you know, this is that push-pull argument. The State Department, and this is another thing that would be precarious, the State Department would have to sign off on the pipeline because why? Think of what you are as when you're Secretary of State or working, of course, running the State Department. You have to sign off on anything that would span the U.S. and Canada, or U.S. and Mexico, or the U.S. and anybody else outside of our borders. So if she's got millions of dollars invested in oil companies and banks that make big profits, if the State Department gives approval to the pipeline, then you tell me whether you think she's a good choice or not. I think this sinks her battleship. How can she be considered for Secretary of State if she has that money invested in something that she would definitely have a say in at the table, let's say? It would be definitely too distressing to allow that, I think, to think that that's going to go on. I'm sure that this info now is starting to come around, and it's starting to bounce off the walls of the White House. And as much as they want to keep pushing Rice, it may make it a lot harder to push her, especially because now with the story that's popped up about the investments, this is going to be something that becomes fodder for the news reporters who cover the White House every day. And, you know, Jay Carney, who's the White House spokesperson, is going to get bombarded with questions about it. And then they get hot under the collar because they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about Rice. And they say that the media is obsessed with the Rice question. But now this brings up something that's very serious and very real. Can she really have a say or have a position where she's got so much of her own money invested in it over what she would be, you know, over what she would be heading? I don't think so, and that's the answer to that. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the biggest buzz in the backyard and one of the saddest stories, a football player murdering his girlfriend and her wife, and then killing himself outside of his football facility in the NFL. We'll talk about it next on America Tonight.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play with you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. Try to hold it.
All right, we're hitting the final pass on this Hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I'll tell you what, even if you're not a football fan, I bet you heard little bits and pieces about this story over the weekend. It was terrible what happened on Saturday with one of the players for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll tell you, it was just shocking. Linebacker for Kansas City, Jovan Belcher, shot himself in the head in the Chiefs parking lot at the practice facility on Saturday morning. And he had shot his girlfriend, not yet his wife, his girlfriend, multiple times at their house. Minutes before that, they have a young baby together. And people are just walking around that knew him and are saying they can't believe it. They don't understand how this could happen. He was in his fourth year with the Chiefs. He made the team as an undrafted free agent out of Maine. And he was very close to the general manager. He was very close, apparently, to his coach. And it's just one of those moments where people are aghast because it's a microcosm, I think, of what is going on in society. People forget that football teams and the closeness of that, but the different personalities and the things that we see happening in the country is just what can play out with professional athletes. They're no different than you or I. And apparently, you know, something had obviously led to a somber atmosphere with the Chiefs playing after this, but something led up to it, and we don't really know what that is. The Kansas City Chiefs chairman, Clark Hunt, of course, offered condolences to the families that were affected by the murder-suicide that involved his player, saying it was an unbelievable 24 hours for the entire family. And there was debate over whether or not Kansas City should have played its game against Carolina or not. In the end, Hunt says, you know, you got to push it forward and deal with some really tough emotions.
Starting yesterday morning when I heard about it, it was shock. What a tremendous tragedy, and the fact that it happened at our training complex and our head coach and general manager and defensive coordinator were there to see it. Just a very, very difficult 24 hours for our entire organization. We have a lot of guys who are really hurting, both the players and the coaches. The coaches, they understand that it's their job right now to be leaders. They've got to lead in a very difficult situation. We have a lot of young players on the team, and they're going to be looking up to the coaches and the veterans on the team. But it's going to be a very hard day for them, no two ways about it. Romeo called the team captains yesterday afternoon. Many of them had heard from their teammates, and they all wanted to play the game. And I asked Coach Grinnell, do you think the right thing is to go forward? And he said, I do. Under the circumstances, it's going to be tough. And that's how the decision was made.
All right, so Romeo Crennel, the coach, as you heard there, said, let's just play. We should play this game. And Crennel actually saw this happen in the parking lot. He was thanked by Belcher for, you know, having him as a player and all that kind of stuff, and then suddenly went into the parking lot, and then that's what happened from there. And one of the things Crennel said, and I respect him for this because he knows that people are bombarding him with questions about, well, what did you see and what was that like? And he said, I'm not going to discuss what happened. I'm not going to tell you what happened in the parking lot. I'm not going to talk about any of that. But I'll talk about, you know, how I feel about the both families that are affected by this. Because, listen, he shot and killed his girlfriend and the mother of his three-month-old baby daughter, Zoe. So he shot 22-year-old Cassandra Perkins, murdered her. And I guess people are now saying they had seen them arguing in the last couple of days. Who knows what they were arguing about? So the Chiefs say they're going to set up a foundation for the infant for later in life so that she'll be taken care of financially because she's an orphan. And, you know, how difficult is that for those families? They had a moment of silence, what they decided to do in playing this game, whether that was the right decision or not. They had a moment of silence for victims of domestic abuse before the national anthem on the Sunday game. And, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs have had a very, very rough season. And so they finally actually won their second game. I don't think it's about winning the game, except for that it made the players, it kind of lifted some burden off of the players in a very strange way because of how the emotions were running high, obviously. And there was nothing but trying to figure out how this could happen. What is it that pushes somebody to do something like this? And Brady Quinn, the quarterback, I thought had an interesting take on it. He talked about the fact that, you know, when somebody says you ask somebody, you see them every day, and you ask them in your personal lives, he was talking to just everybody else out there, geez, how are you doing? How do you feel? That we need to maybe go beyond that because we don't really know how they feel because we're on our phones or we're too busy with technology to really pay attention to maybe what's happening with the people around us. And maybe this is a wake-up call for people to be more aware of that. He wasn't even just talking about his teammates. He was just talking about, in general, the way the world is now, that this could be a sign that, hey, look at this example. We see him every day, practice with him. He seems fine. And then this happens, and we're absolutely stunned by it. So Kansas City, as I said, they go on to win the game 27-21. Still a lot of questions, I think, hang in the balance, but the Chiefs are trying to do whatever they can for the little girl, which I think is great. They should do that. And then they're going to work on some domestic abuse things. But the question is, in a way, this happens on Saturday, should they have canceled the game, or was it smart to let the game play on the way it did? Matt, you're a football fan. Do you think they did the right thing? Do you think that Clark Hunt made the right call there? Oh, we lost Matt. He's off. He's thinking about his answer. But we have one here from Bob in Vermont who says over the weekend when this happened, he says, Kate, I'm sure you know about the story and what happened with the Kansas City football player. And it's just a shocking thing when you read the whole story. It's very sad to think about the little girl being left behind and very tragic that this would happen and nobody really had any indication that something was going on with him. Do you think it's, again, one of these things where there's signs that just get ignored, or the focus is so much on his play as a professional athlete, they're not really worried about what's happening in his personal life? And probably what it is exactly that. The focus is on your professional life, not on your personal life as much. And his girlfriend had been involved with the Chiefs and doing some charity things and stuff. So to the people in the organization, they certainly didn't see anything that was weird, didn't know of any kind of violent situation going on or the arguments that are now being reported. So it's a tough thing to handle, especially the day before they're supposed to play. And especially with some people on the team seeing what happened, the coach, Romeo Crennel, namely, and some others, but I think they probably made the right call, because there is no right answer in the playbook here as to whether or not you say, well, out of respect for what happened, for her family or whatever, we're going to, as a Chiefs organization, we're going to talk to the league and we're going to postpone it. I think that they probably did the smart thing in playing it out. And then, to boot, the Chiefs get the win because, they were able to be able to pull it out. And they had such a rough season, so maybe was this playing part into what was going on with him and why he was feeling stress or pressure or partially the relationship, you know, who knows? We certainly can't answer that, and there's not saying there's any kind of a note left or anything either. But this was definitely the buzz in the backyard, whether or not the Kansas City Chiefs did the right thing, and ultimately, are we not paying attention when people say they're okay, but really something else is going on? Any thoughts on the show, you can send it to me at americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Is this a business decision, or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.